Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greeny baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey!
Hello!
Hey, folks. Thanks for coming out. That was the theme song by Hard and Firm. I always like to give them a plug, up-and-coming young duo. And we're coming to you not live from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, but in front of a live audience! Which I'm particularly proud of this audience because it's raining in the Southland, and apparently that really, people just cannot even bear to go outside when that happens because of how weird the traffic's going to be. So thanks to the folks who did show up, and for those of you listening to the podcast, please understand that that's why there's not a lot of people here. Before I bring out today's guest, I'd just like to congratulate all of the winners in yesterday's Academy Awards. And I can't wait to find out who they are, because this tapes 2 hours. Two hours. It tapes 2 hours before you hear it. No, 2 hours before, 2 weeks. Jesus, 2 years. I can't wait to find out who wins Academy Awards 2 years from now. No, the Academy Awards happened last night. If you're listening to this on the day it appears on Handheld Comedy. And if Babel won Best Picture, I will finally have to sit through that depressing piece of shit. Because I make it a tradition. I've seen every Best Picture winner since Crash. The producers of Crash messed up last year, though, when they accepted the award for Best Picture. They forgot to thank racism. Without which, that movie would not have been possible. My guest today is a regular in my show, The Benson Interruption, which you can see on the last Thursday of every month at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, and on March 2nd at UCB in New York. And he was the host of two classic game shows, or at least he insists on calling them classic, Strip Poker and Cram. Please welcome Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen. He's here. He's here for all 15 of you fuckers.
Do it!
Let's bring it.
Rainy LA, come on.
I'm finally taking the coat off. I'm getting
six
comfortable.
People braving that vicious storm outside.
Dude, I cleverly called it 15 people so that it wouldn't sound so pathetic, and then you have to go ahead and fire off the actual number.
What did I just say?
Six.
Oh.
I mean, roughly.
16, folks. Ow!
Good.
For the folks at home, and nice.
Nice work.
I
want to do this like it's morning radio the whole time. All right, Dougie and the morning crew. Woo woo! Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Stupid sound effects.
No one will get tired of that. Everyone will love it. Oh, yeah, we're twisting off our
little bottles.
Our little bottles of water.
Little bottles are my little pads.
Brought to us by an audience member you may remember from a couple episodes ago.
Outstanding.
He won some nice prizes. Graham, let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about the creepy guy in the front row.
I love him. That's who I was talking about. Oh. You are the worst. You have like this sonar or radar or some scientific machine in your brain that makes you just go to saying the exact wrong thing.
Okay. Let's talk about movies. That's the theme of the show. I thought that creepy guy in the front row was the name of an obscure indie film.
No, you're thinking of that creepy guy in the van.
Oh, right.
Has won the best picture at the Independent Spirit Awards 5 years in a row. It's kind of weird. They keep giving it to the same movie.
That's odd.
It's like a remix each year that they do. Don't take a drink of water while I'm talking. Do it when you're talking. Then you won't do a spit take.
What am I, a ventriloquist now?
Yes, you are.
Rufus!
Have you seen any movies lately, Rufus? Can I talk to the guy whose knee you're on?
I don't like watching movies because this guy's got his hand on my butt.
I like that you're doing, pretending you have a ventriloquist puppet on your hand for the six people that are here.
The home listener is really going to love this bit.
I point that out. The home listener, the car listener, the airplane listener, someone told me they download them.
The person on the iPod listening to it on the plane. Sure.
And they laugh awkwardly. Everyone looks at them like, what's so funny about insert dumb movie here? like some dumb movies on, and they're laughing, and they look like they're enjoying Little Man, for instance.
If it was on a plane, they'd be like, oh, I know, I think me, you, and Dupree is hilarious, too.
Yeah, see, that's another example.
God, that movie sucked.
You saw that?
I was on a plane, and this is how bad that movie was. I'm on a plane. I had flown from Brazil to Miami, and then I was on the Miami to L.A. leg. So I've been on planes all day. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for any sort of entertainment because there's no movie on the Brazil planes. And
what?
They spend all their money on soccer.
Remember when I told you I'd go to Brazil with you?
Yeah.
Fuck that. No movie. What kind of retarded, ancient, stupid airline is that?
Ancient,
yeah. What kind of ancient airline? What kind of airline before planes were invented are you flying on?
It's the rickshaw of airlines. Idiot.
Well, that would be kind of fun, though, just to watch somebody have to run all that way, yes. Again, you don't have to act these things out.
The audience
is smart. The audience here is smart. And the audience listening can't see you doing your impression of a rickshaw boy.
These two people...
Is it rickshaw or rickshaw?
It's rickshaw. No, it's Rick. Yeah, it's Ricky Saw, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's not spelled S-H-A-W.
Rickshaw. Ho-ho! Running down the street with a bag full of comedy at the UCB FM 106.5. Dougie in the morning.
Oh. So you saw me, you, and Dupree. I only saw me and Dupree. I didn't see the whole thing. But it was on a plane, and you were a star for entertainment, and it still was not good
enough.
And
I had to stop watching it. I literally, the person I was sitting there, I was watching the movie, and I kept going, God, this is so dumb. And then I'd be like, I'd try to take it off, and I'd be like, I got to watch it. There's nothing else to do. And I'd read every magazine. I'd read all my books. I was like, okay, I got to keep watching this. And finally, I was sitting next to this Australian couple. Imagine, home listener, I have headsets on, and I went, and I, at this point, prior to this, I'd just been talking to myself, but then I went really loudly, oh, God damn, that just sucks, really loudly, and the guy next to me was like, what's up? He was like, are you okay? I'm like, this movie sucks, like, how dumb does this movie have to be? Kick the asshole out, the movie's done in 10 minutes. It's one of those movies like, oh, I know we have to let him, you know, it's the Gilligan plot point.
But we all have an asshole friend that you can't get rid of.
That I would have kicked out after day three. Like, bye, jackass. College is over. Beat it. Scram, jack off, you know?
They're just much gentler characters than you. If you were in that movie, it would be different.
The wife hated him, and then she turns the corner and becomes his buddy? I mean, God damn it. No way.
They fell in love on the set, those two.
Oh.
That's what happened. She queefed, and it smelled like McGriddles.
Queef in the morning. McGriddle queefs. Dougie in the morning. K-Fat. Cake. We're on the K-Queefer in the morning drive. Queefing on down the 405. A little rain there. Going to slow it up today.
Did you see Hannibal Rising?
No.
No. Are you going to?
Nope.
I haven't, but I know where they got the title, Hannibal Rising.
Where, Doug?
That's what Anthony Hopkins yells when he takes a Viagra.
Hannibal Rising, ladies. Yow! Buckle up.
I got more. What are you looking forward to seeing this year? The new Harry Potter, Spidey 3, Sheck gets his balls shaved. Sheck? I fucked it up. It's Shrek. I mean, somebody named Sheck may have also.
Yeah, shaved his balls, and I don't think we should deny the fact that maybe he made a movie about it.
Are you looking forward to any of those? It was a multi-part
Spidey
question.
Spidey 3.
I think if the trailer is half as good as the movie, the Spider-Man movies will officially become the greatest trilogy in the history of cinema. And I've had people argue it's Lord of the Rings, but Lord of the Rings doesn't have modern stuff in it. I like a modern story.
Hated Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, you're that guy.
I'm the one guy.
I forgot. I forgot guy. Who I was talking to. Like, usually if I say best trilogy ever, they're like, no, what about Lord of the Rings? What about it? It is the longest trilogy ever. I'll give it that. And it's the one that had a ring that had to be thrown into a thing.
First one bored me to tears. Second one, I left after an hour and a half, and I was like, there's still 2 more hours of this bullshit. this nonsense. Every scene, this is the big scene where you have every fucking scene is the big scene for 3.5 hours. Peter Jackson can go fuck himself. I didn't even see the third one, and I was in King Kong, and in the middle of King Kong, when there's like 900 hours of him fighting the fucking lizards or whatever, and I'm just like, oh, that's right, it's Peter Jackson. I hate his 5-hour movies. Spider-Man 3 will already beat Lord of the Rings just because it's not Lord of the Rings, which sucked. I'd rather watch the fucking Me, You, and Dupree fucking trilogy where he keeps moving in each, the new one. It's a, they got a beach house, and now Dupree's, he's turned over a new leaf.
Oh, shit, they're in Japan.
Oh.
The beds are really small.
Oh, how are they going to get through this?
How are they all going to fit in that drawer?
What the? Oh, no, now they're on a camping trip. Dupree, you get out of
what,
our tent.
What, we're going for a fourth one?
Oh, dude, it's the fucking Dupree. There's two trilogies. They're going to, it's a franchise, bitch.
Dupree for Eternity.
Dupree goes back to college. Whoa.
I loved it how in King Kong, since you brought it up, I loved how there's dinosaurs and giant insects and pterodactyls. There's all sorts of crap on that island. And they're like, we got to take back this big monkey.
Yeah. Yeah,
no one's going to believe there's a big monkey. Well, we believe in monkeys. They still exist.
Yeah.
So there's just an extra crazy big one. But dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Let's leave them alone. They should just stay in their natural habitat, of which there is no such thing.
Bring back a small dinosaur, boom, you're done. Put it in a goddamn zoo, you're a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shoot the thing with it, you know, it's the size of a lion, right? Shoot it, it's done, you strap it up. Instead, you go after the big, stupid robot computer monkey.
That, where's the scene where they're trying to push King Kong through the tiny stage door of the theater? And he doesn't fit, and they're just shoving him, and he's like, ow! I'm too small. It's too big. I don't know what I'm seeing.
I'm scared of these big lights. I can't see the audience.
That I want to eat.
Bananas.
Graham,
yes, sir, that
we know what you hate.
Spidey 3, let's go back on that boat. It's going to be awesome.
I hope so.
The first two...
I'm with you.
Like... The first Spider-Man restored my faith in the comic book. As a comic nerd, it restored my faith in the comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, phenomenal sequel. And the third one, I mean, they're so smart because they're going, unlike all the, aside from Batman Begins, mm-hmm. the other Batman movies are fucking train wrecks. They're the Lord of the Rings of fucking.
Yeah, but that's so funny how when that first Batman movie came out, that's all we had. We couldn't compare it to Batman Begins. Like, we didn't know that, like, many years later somebody would do it right. So, like, that first Batman was pretty cool, but now you go back and look at it.
I hated it.
You hated it at the time?
Yes. Because Dark Knight, the Dark Knight series had just come out, which I read. I grew up reading Batman. He brings Vicki Vale into the Batcave.
Well, yeah, and that's awesome. And I also like any... He's saying it's bad. I like any movie where somebody does something clever, like putting a plate, he picks up a... What, I don't even know what it is. There's some sort of trinket on the table that he puts down his shirt, and then when Joker shoots him, then he pulls it out and the bullet hit that. Why, you know, when's villains going to start just shooting people right in the face where they don't have Kevlar or something shoved down there to protect themselves?
Well, the other thing that was so retarded was it was the Joker that killed his parents. No! The whole point was Bruce Wayne's parents were killed by a stranger, and he was just like crazy, wanton violence. It was just some guy who was poor and needed money and killed his parents, and that's why he became a crime fighter, not to avenge the Joker. God, I hated that movie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have a Batman watch on.
Right,
I have a Batman cookie jar in my home. It made me mad. Batman Begins is the best movie ever.
When you reach in for a cookie, does it go, I'm Batman?
No, it goes,
Do you have to shine a signal into the sky to get a cookie?
Yeah. Whenever the cookie jar signs a signal in the eye, I come running downstairs in my loincloth and I eat it.
I don't know what that means. Graham, what are some of your favorite all-time motion pictures? If you had to name some.
The Gray Fox.
If a lunatic cornered you in an alley with a gun and said, I'm going to kill you like the Joker killed Batman's parents.
I would say, no, you didn't, because it didn't happen in the comic books, so you're a liar. Peter Jackson sucks.
You'd say The Gray Fox. Starring Richard Farnsworth?
Yep.
That is an awesome movie.
It is an awesome movie, man.
Nice pull.
Well, he would
Netflix the shit out of that one, folks, because I bet nobody here has seen it. You saw it?
I saw it.
It's really good, right?
It's brilliant.
Shot in Canada. It's beautiful. He does that thing with the gun where he turns it.
Yeah, and he doesn't ride around on a tractor. That one bored me.
That was the great
Fox,
too.
I saw it, that would have been boring. What was that called, riding around on a tractor? Wow. The entire audience knew it. The audience loves movies more than I do.
Look at these people.
It's called Straight Story, but, I mean, we already knew that he was not gay. I mean, he's fucking Richard Farnsworth.
He's an old cowboy.
So that's you would never say like it's your number one favorite.
I can't say
says shit like that.
I can't say number one favorite because I mean there's some I love The Natural. The first Godfather's obviously awesome.
More obviously awesome than The Natural.
Because
if you have plot issues, The Natural is a little weak. It's more mythic.
Right. Well, it's a fantasy.
It's like yeah, it's a fantasy. Okay.
That's the thing about
as long as you said that, you're cool.
All movies
now,
should
Field
be real.
Of Dreams, on the other hand, is a realistic drama.
Yeah, that's what really
about
happened.
Baseball, and what happens.
Iowa is
when you
magical.
Build it. When you build it, people come.
People.
Yeah, suck it. Suck it, Iowa. Suck it. Yeah, corn, maize, suck it. I'm going to stick this in your maize hole.
You're amazing.
Another
tell
great
me,
movie, Maze Hole.
You and your maze zingers. Tell me about your DVD, Comedy from the Front Lines. How can I get a copy?
Wow, that's weird that you would bring that up. There happens to be one right on the table here.
Wow, look at that.
Look at that, six people.
Graham Elwood, Comedy from the Front Lines, live from Afghanistan.
Yeah,
where is that exactly?
Afghanistan is in the Middle East. It's just south of Kyrgyzstan.
So it's currently war-torn?
Yes, there's a war in
Afghanistan. And you went there?
Yes, twice.
Wow.
I went there twice to entertain the military, and I videotaped it, and this is my act there of 51
When you
minutes.
Say entertain, though, you're using that phrase loosely, right? You
Wait a minute, you are did you insulting
your, you
me?
You did your maze jokes to...
I just yeah
to
I just
startled silence.
I just went on stage and was like, the first Batman was bullshit. Who liked Lord of the Rings? You're fucking wrong, Lieutenant.
You know, that's
Lieutenant Wrong.
Lieutenant Wrong.
Drop and give me 20.
Or you're gonna get one in your maze hole.
Oh good, you got it back in.
I did my whole act like Lee Emery. You pathetic piece of shit.
From Full Metal Jacket.
No, from Boys and Company C.
Ooh, Twister.
Wake up, movie people.
According to IMDb. Oh, so how can they get it, though? How can the listeners get a copy?
The listener can go to grahamelwood.com, and we take all major credit cards, and it ships very quickly since I'm the one putting it in the envelope in my apartment.
So when you order something from another place,
you know,
people just sit around and...
Right. They do
chat over coffee and...
Well, it goes to some big corporation. You're supporting independent filmmaking and out-of-work cable game show hosts, so it's really good. Plus, I do give $2 to the disabled American vets from each sale.
Wow.
So, you're supporting vets and jackasses.
According to IMDb...
Oh, great.
Yeah, exactly. You were in something called Some Kind of Joke, and you played a 12-inch penis...
The 12-inch pianist.
Oh, pianist. You were a 12... What's a 12-inch pianist?
It was the... Some Kind of Joke was a movie that Steve Segrin and Al Alter made where a guy went into a bar and every guy went into a bar joke was actually happening.
Oh, Some Kind of Joke.
Right. So I was the 12-inch pianist.
It's a short film?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because I was going to say that would be hard to stretch that out to feature length, even with a 12-inch penis.
But we make every scene an epic about a bunch of fucking nerds with weird ears chasing a ring. Hated those movies.
It also says you played a trekker in something called Damn It, Jim, I'm Only a Documentary.
Yeah, these guys, the Morrison brothers out of Orlando, Florida, Jamlando, did this documentary where they interviewed real Trekkies, like really freaked out nerds living in their basement, you know, made their whole basement look like the, you know...
Enterprise, good.
Thank you.
They made their whole basement look like a car rental place.
Like the car rental place, exactly.
I would have gone with Alamo.
And
I never remember that.
And they got me and Paul Goebel. They're like, well, we need to like amp it up a little because some of these nerds just weren't that good on camera. So they had Paul Goebel and I pretend like we were great.
I was going to say, a lot of your best documentaries have actors playing roles. Graham Elwood as Trekker.
But Paul and I actually are big Star Trek fans. Like, I have a life-size kind of
Captain
Kirk.
Yeah, you do like it.
Yeah, that's right.
And
none of those movies are more boring than Lord of the Rings.
Here we go. The first
at least
one,
Lord of the Rings has battles in them.
Oh, the first one was a little boring. Are you trying to tell me Wrath of Khan doesn't have battles?
There's
Wrath
no bald chick in Lord
okay,
of the Rings.
The first one sucked. We all admit the first one sucked.
Okay,
but
and then every other one sucked after that.
No, look, Wrath of Khan is
even numbers are the best ones.
No, oh yeah.
Robot argument.
Nerd fight.
Have you ever worked with Alec Baldwin? I like to ask everybody that.
No.
Okay. And would you like to play the Leonard Maltin game?
Let's play Leonard Maltin game.
This was a good. This episode flew by. Now, do you want to ask or receive?
I'll ask.
Okay.
You're the big movie genius.
Well, I try.
Although I didn't know Boys and Company C.
I didn't know Straight Story. I didn't know.
What a drag off.
Several things that the audience knew. Enterprise, I knew. They just said it fast. That's what I sound like.
All right.
Okay.
Go.
Graham Elwood. I'm Doug Benson. I'm Graham Elwood. I love movies. Best stupid thing ever.
I'm high.
You got me.
You got me on both counts.
All right. Here we go. Buckle up, Doug Benson.
All right. When are you going to go back to Afghanistan?
I'm probably going to go to Iraq at some point this spring or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So buy this quick.
I'm going to go to Lake Havasu.
Yeah, bro. On 420, you're going. Sorry. I'm sorry, I confused like drunky beer bong frat guy with stoner. That's two. It should have been
two different types.
Yeah, two different types of people. Because stoner, drunky frat guys don't do weed. Because then they couldn't rape. All right.
Sorry, I can't rape you. I'm too high.
Oh, you can't date rape when you're stizzoned. Yeah, bro.
Can I just force you to hold my hand for a while?
My buddies are going to pin you down while you microwave a burrito.
What the hell? Okay, go on. Go ahead. Leonard Maltin game. Let's do
Leonard
it.
Leonard Maltin game. The year, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
2001.
Oh, I like it. That's a good year.
All right.
It's recent enough I might remember it.
First name, Leslie.
You go from the bottom. You know
that's
that.
What I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Leslie Phillips.
Don't even know who that is.
Good. Let's go Richard Johnson.
Dick Johnson?
Dickie J.
No.
Dick J. Laborden's Dougie Drive Time.
All right. That's the last one in the show, please.
Oh, GrahamElwood.com, buy my DVD. All right, Christopher Barry.
Wow, still don't know who that is.
Daniel Craig.
I've heard of him. James Bond.
Okay. It's the year 2001. He has not been James Bond yet at this point.
6 years later.
Ian Glenn, or Ian, but with an I. I-A-I-N. What a fucking weirdo.
I-A-I-N. That's a good clue.
Yeah.
And don't yell it out if you guys know this. Okay, keep going.
Noah Taylor.
Ooh, that's the guy that played the roadie in Almost Famous. Keep going.
Well, there's only the last two. Well, there's three names left, but they're big ones.
There really are big ones? Let me think for a second. Noah Taylor and Daniel Craig. I'm going to have to hear one of the big ones. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Voight.
He's one of the big ones?
Ooh.
No, 2001. It's not a big enough one. Oh, wait. No, give me one more name. It's probably a girl.
The next one, Angelina Jolie.
Shitcock.
Shitcock. The audience seems to think they have some answers. I see people whispering.
They know it. They know
home
it.
Home viewer, you might know.
They know it. Why don't I know it?
Home viewer, what's your answer? Oh, you can't call in because it's not Dougie Benson of the Barton.
You guys know it?
Yes,
think so. Damn it. Because there's Angelina one Jolie name. And John Voight are rather thing. Estranged, so it's unusual that they're even in a movie together.
What was the last movie they did together, buddy?
The probably only movie they did together.
Which was?
I can't think of what it was.
When they were... She was playing a...
Oh, this is a fun game. You're going to say everything but the part that would help me. That's good.
And then there was...
Do you want some kind of hint?
Or the last name would be good.
Pardon?
The last name? You said, is there one name left or two?
Well, yeah, there's one name left. It says D.
That's the director.
Okay, then that's it. Do you want the director's name?
Sure.
Simon West.
Oh, fuck. He did...
that movie with Angelina Jolie and her dad.
Oh, god damn it.
Wait a second. Wait, why wouldn't Angelina Jolie be the last name of a Tomb Raider movie?
She was the last name.
Oh, I thought you said there was one more name after
forgot,
her.
I forgot.
The fucking director you meant.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking, what movie was she the second lead that her father was also in? I mean, you know, it's just, I'm making excuses, but that's good. Tomb Raider. The first Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
The better Tomb Raider of the series of two awful movies.
That's one
that was
of those
a good
movies
one, that was
when,
good
when
one.
Like the second one would come out and then like comics would be like, have you seen the sequel? It sucks. Like the first one fucking blew too, jackass. Yep. Fictional comic who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right, I'm gonna give you a good one. They didn't get mad. They're just...
No, fucking, they're mad.
They're barely here.
I just want conflict.
Fight me!
But that was a good one. I have, you know, a lot of wormholes in my brain.
What? Jesus. Huh?
And
what
I also have an idiot going, there's two names left, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, God, so that's what threw you.
It did. I mean, I was thrown all the way up until that, and then that was the final...
The final throw on Doug Benson of the Morning.
That was the final, final straw. Now I got to find something that an idiot might know.
Wait a minute. You're talking about me.
Oh, this is a good one.
Here we go. Buckle up.
Arliss Howard. Oh, wait. The year.
I don't even know my own rules.
1994. 119 minutes long. Len Moulton gave it only 1.5 stars.
Lenny Moulton. But that's no clue because that guy's a jackass. On his show, he'd be like,
well,
this movie was the best movie I've ever seen. I give it 0.5 star.
He didn't see every movie in this book. I mean, he farms it out.
Oh, that book is a bag of lies.
Yeah. Might as well be a box of dicks. Okay, here we go.
Seventh caller gets a box of dicks on Dougie Benson in the Morning.
Arliss Howard. James Gammon.
Dale. Ooh, James Gammon.
Does that do it for you, James Gammon?
The dude who was...
You might have a guess. Crusty old guy.
94.
Usually has a bushy mustache.
Ball only gave it one. Give me
know,
one more
I
name.
I know, I said that just to throw you off.
Dick.
That was unfair.
Dick.
Dale Dye. You know who that is, right?
Dale Dye, yeah. Ooh, this is a military movie.
Yeah, he's the guy that always gets a small part when he's there telling people how to do it.
Right.
He's the military advisor.
Military
usually.
Advisor.
Usually.
James
not
Gammon,
necessarily in
Dale,
this case.
Dale Dye.
Might be throwing you a curve ball.
Is this The Insider?
No. What's The Insider? Oh, the Russell Crowe thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guess, but I think it got more than 1.5 stars.
Yeah, I would think that would be better.
Shit.
That's okay.
People
next name.
Love that boring shit. Balthazar Getty.
Balthazar Getty.
Balthazar.
Balthazar.
Yeah, Balthazar is a totally different guy.
Balthazar sounds like a...
It sure does. Take a guess. Pruitt Taylor Vince.
Ooh, now we're... I don't...
Joe Grifossi. Grifossi.
Jesus.
Stephen Wright.
I know, this is a good one, huh?
Stephen Wright was
this
in a
is
movie?
A fun one. Mm-hmm. He's, well, I can think of two, but this is only one of them.
Oh, wait a minute. But this,
it's just his voice in that other one.
94, Stephen Wright. 94, was this... No, I mean, is this... How many more names are left?
a lot.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I think you'll get it when there's two names left. That's my guess.
Is it Sean?
You might get it when there's three
left. That's not the Sean.
Actually, the next 10 name, Edie McClurg, won't give it away, but the one after that might.
Edie McClurg?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I thought I had it. Now I'm
Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, wow.
Gives it away, doesn't it? Some of you.
That's why I got 1.5
Some of
stars.
These smarties. He didn't ruin it by himself, but he was certainly the worst part.
94.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Means, that doesn't mean anything to anybody.
Then the next guy knows who it is.
The next two names might really help you out. Do you want me to help you out?
Sure, sure, sure.
Tom
sure.
Sizemore.
I want to read another name. I want to hear this
He's
guy
He's just going to sit and laugh like he knows because he doesn't have to know because we don't want him to say it if he does know. So right. You just go, ha, ha, ha. So, he's such a genius. Ah, yes. Of course.
He's walking out, home viewer. Can you watch him walk out?
He totally walked out, tired of the abuse. And he's gonna go. And he's gonna go look up what the movie is. Tommy Lee Jones. Now he's out in the lobby laughing.
This is the Oliver Stone movie where they're running around killing. Fuck! Now I'm blanking on the title with Woody Harrelson and.
Yes. And, yes.
Dude, why am I blanking on the thing? It's there where... We all know what
the
it is.
The initials are NBK. Yeah, we all know what it is.
Nothing but killers.
Yes, nothing but killers.
Natural born
killers.
It was
killers. The remake. They remade it with the exact same cast, but put a more fun spin on it. Everyone was a killer.
Nothing but killers.
Juliette Lewis, Woody Harrelson, and right. Robert Downey Jr. were the remaining names, but not in that order. I read them in the wrong order. But that is a funny one. I love the ones where the cast is just so out of control, like just such
wow.
such bizarre names all lumped together.
That just threw me in so many different directions.
Yeah, Natural Born Killers, and Len Maltin didn't like it. That's where I threw you off because a lot of people didn't like it. So
yeah,
it
wasn't Lenny Maltz.
Lenny Maltz does it again. Graham, before we wrap this up, do you have anything you want to plug, like your dumb Afghanistan DVD?
How about my Afghanistan DVD at grahamhill.com?
Okay.
Suck it.
Oh, okay. Until next time, this is... let's have a round of applause for Graham for coming down here.
Thank you.
In the rain. And until next time, this is Doug Benson saying, Willem Dafoe is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Oh, hey, guys. I'm Hallie Keeper.
And I'm Allison Libby.
And we have a podcast called Ruined, where every week we crack open a new and different horror movie to feast on the goo inside.
Oh, I hate that. And I hate all horror movies. But even though I'll never watch any of them, I always want to know all of the twists and turns.
And there's nothing I like more than watching horror movies and then telling Allison about them in gory, disgusting detail.
Ugh, no thank you. But also, like, yes, because this is the perfect podcast for scaredy cats like me.
And blood lovers like me. So join us for Ruined and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's me, very famous comedian and writer Michael Ian Black. I have a podcast so popular, it is named Obscure. In it, I read works of classic literature out loud and interrupt myself throughout to provide smart and funny commentary as I go. It's like pop-up video for books, which is a reference for really old people. I just finished Mary Shelley's Frankenstein for season 2 of Obscure, so if you're looking for a new audiobook, why not let me read it to you? You guys like murder podcasts? Well, this is a murder podcast. There's also celebrity gossip.
Somebody asked me, is your beef with Marc Maron real? The second is he really an asshole? And the answer is yes. And the first half is yes.
And really good accent work.
I'll read what I want, Mr. Carter.
Join me for a book club like no other. It's Obscure with me, Michael Ian Black. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, or wherever you listen.